I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating, everybody. My name is Jared Haben. I'm joined, not in studio, but in a house with Dean Unglert, who's looking ravish right now. We have Tori joining us right now as well. We are recording live from Lake Tahoe in, where are we? Is Tahoe in Cali or Nevada?
We're currently in California,
we're in
California.
It's California.
Okay, sorry. We flew into Reno. We were in Nevada. Now we drove to Lake Tahoe, which is in California, and recording an episode of Help I Suck at Dating on Valentine's Day, which of course is a very special podcast. Why is that, Dean?
Wow.
Because it's the biggest day about relationships with the biggest podcast about
it's
relationships.
It's the Super Bowl of relationships.
It's a Super Bowl of relationships, bro.
It's a great way to put it, guys. Yeah, we're happy to be here. Whoa.
Oh, a little squeak there. Dean just reversed age by 10 years.
I cannot wait. It's the Super Bowl of dating. I'm really nervous about this, okay?
Well, it's your Super Bowl for dating. You have a Valentine this year.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a Valentine?
I mean, so last year I went on a first date on Valentine's Day. It was interesting.
You went on a first date Valentine's Day?
It was a little pressure, or like there's obviously a lot of pressure around it.
Can we start from the beginning? How did you meet the girl? Did you slide into DMs? All that gist, and then how you selected Valentine's Day to be the meetup.
Do you ever feel like it's weird to talk about past relationships now that you're in a relationship?
No.
That's kind of how I feel about
it. It is weird, but you get comfortable with it. It's within the confines of this.
Yeah, okay.
Because you're talking as a story.
I DM'd her. I was going on a trip to...
What was your pickup line?
I don't want to do that.
I would like to know for tips.
I'll tell you off air.
She just wants to know.
It was just some stupid thing. Anyways, we had talked for maybe a few weeks beforehand.
Do we know this person?
And I was supposed to go to Japan for 3 weeks.
Do we know this person?
Can I please finish the story?
No, I want to know if we know this person.
Gosh, get to
the
beer.
You know, I don't know.
He's
if you
so
know.
Cranky. You're so cranky right now.
I don't know if you guys know.
Loosen
her.
Up, bro.
You could. I don't know who you know.
We definitely know her.
I don't know the whole contact book of the people that you.
Okay, so you DM'd her. We probably know her. You were going to Japan. Continue.
And the only day that both of us were free to meet up before I left for Japan, which is on February 15th or 16th, was Valentine's Day. And so I was like, you know what? I think we should hang out before I go to Japan. And she thought the same thing. And so we met up, and yeah, it was good.
What made you want to DM her?
I just thought she was pretty.
I think I know who this person is. I will not say it, but I have a pretty good
blonde or brunette.
Idea.
No, come on. We're not playing 21 questions.
I'm asking
this.
Jared. I'm asking
Anyways,
Jared.
Have you guys
brunette.
Ever done anything? What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever done on Valentine's Day?
If my guess is correct, she's a blonde, but Dean does not have to answer
what's
that.
The weirdest Got thing it. You guys have ever done on Valentine's Day?
Hold on, I want to hear about what was the first date like? You went on a first date.
Yep.
How did you even find a reservation?
We went to just some random bar in LA and played arcade games the entire night.
So it wasn't like a dinner date. It was more of like a cash, grab a beer, play some games date.
Yeah, it was great.
So,
which is what I always encourage people to do on first dates anyways. It's like that's how you really get to know someone is you have a couple drinks. You get to like see them in an arcade environment where it's like, oh, what game? Like if they like the wrong games, it's game over at that point, you know?
Yeah.
But if they're playing skee ball, they're loving it. That's great. If they like pinball, probably not.
It's not going to end well.
Right. It's not going to be. It's not going to end well. So
pinball's the one with the two sides of the arcade,
the
and
bumpers.
Then you hit the little.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you pull in the little marble
ball. A guy could come up right behind you, just slightly put his hands on your hand.
Right, the romance is there, but I'm just saying the actual game itself is just horribly boring. Anyways, yeah, it was a good date.
Well, I have a couple questions. One, would you advocate going on a first date on Valentine's Day?
You're right, because there was like an undue amount of pressure.
I asked the question.
But you're right to ask that question, because there was like an undue amount of pressure just because it was Valentine's Day. Like almost like there was an expectation for things to carry on afterwards, which was fine. I kind of think that you feel the same way. I don't know. We can get into it later, but I don't think that Valentine's Day is the most important day. And like, it doesn't mean much to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me neither.
But it's funny because you always give me crap about how a girl could misunderstand the things that I'm saying and get excited about it. I think that a guy not taking Valentine's Day seriously, and then a guy taking a girl out on Valentine's Day is doing exactly that. It's like if you take a girl out on Valentine's Day, but you're like the entire time, you're like, Valentine's Day doesn't mean anything to me. They could just in their head be like, oh, well, he still took me out on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that. Listen, if a guy takes you out, if anybody takes you out on a date on Valentine's Day, you already probably assume that they're being very serious about it.
Right.
It's Valentine's Day.
Right.
They're choosing to spend it with you, even if it's the first date.
The fact that I got a date on Valentine's Day, it was like reassuring, because I was like, oh, that means like she's fully single. You know what I mean? Like if you're going on a first date on Valentine's Day with someone, that means that they're probably not talking to anyone else, which is really like refreshing, because you know, you don't want to be one of five guys that this girl is talking to.
No, that'd be horrible.
And vice versa for her, I'm sure it was the same. Like she doesn't want to be one of five girls that me or this guy is talking to. So that's like a nice perk, a pro, if you will, of dating someone or going on a first date on Valentine's
Day. So when was the last time you were in a relationship for Valentine's Day?
I think 2 years ago. I think Leslie and I were dating for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I took her skydiving.
Wow. What are you doing with Kaylin this year? Oh, you guys haven't exchanged gifts.
Well, we're in Tahoe with my great friends. That's what we're doing for Valentine's Day.
That's pretty good
Valentine's Day. That's like an old married couple's Valentine's Day, I feel like.
I feel like I had so this morning I got Ashley flowers and chocolates and got it for her before she woke up. So she woke up to it. And then I wrote her a note.
This was here in Tahoe?
No, this was in California before we left for the airport.
Okay.
But she has yet to read the note because we woke up late. Or she woke up late, and we had to rush to the airport. So, yeah, and I wrote like a little letter for her. I always write poems for her, so they're rhyming. I'm a great rhymer.
What kind of rhyme scheme do you typically go with? A, B, B, A, B, A, B.
I don't really go, as long as the words rhyme, I'm good with it. So the last word of each sentence, I'm a very like, isn't roses are red, violets are blue.
Isn't that like onomatopoeia? Or what's that? Menopoeia? Like the...
What pia?
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, I know.
Was this poem you wrote? Was it romantic? Was it funny?
Yeah, of course. It's saying it's both. Like one of the lines. I'll tell you one of the lines right now. It says, "My heart is a lock, and you have the key. I love you so much. I love you more than Tom Brady."
Oh, that's funny.
Right. Yeah. So it's loving, and yet that's a spoiler alert for Ashley. Hopefully, she didn't hear.
Doesn't
it.
Listen to this.
She hasn't read. She definitely doesn't listen to it.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. Does she really want to hear her husband talk about dating?
You want to know what's really funny? A similarity that I can draw with that is in Paradise, I wrote Kaylin poems for her birthday. Just randomly, I read her poems.
And then right after that...
I dumped her. Yeah, but we don't need to talk
about
that.
Yeah, but then
you part. Came back. But the poems.
But the poems are the most important thing.
The poems.
Here, let me ask you this. Because as a guy, I was actually talking to another guy. And as a human being, you only have so many tricks up your sleeve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like so many things you feel confident
Absolutely,
doing.
Absolutely, sure.
So have you written poems or letters for other people in the past?
I won a poetry competition in high school.
Okay, I meant like in a significant, loving way.
No, but I do think that those, even if it's a horrible poem, I think those are more meaningful than like the grandiose, like expensive dinner, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like she's going to read that and she's going to be touched by it. Ashley is going to read that and be touched by it and laugh at it and feel more connected to you through that than she would if you were to go like some extravagant date night kind
totally.
Of thing.
Totally. I think the thoughtful ones are better.
I have a question.
We have answers.
Do you guys feel weird ever buying your girls now roses?
I would never buy.
Like, do Kaylin you go roses. For daisies instead of a rose?
I think even before Bachelor, I was always an anti-rose guy.
I don't buy her red roses now.
You don't.
Each color has a different meaning.
Yeah, yellow means friendship. So what'd you buy her?
Yellow. I'm teasing. Well, she's my best friend, one. But secondly, no, I bought her orange, which I think is passion or... Nice. Or I think that's like a...
Oh, look it up. Orange?
Yeah, orange. Yeah, I think orange is
I like the
passion.
the white-pink ones.
Very pretty.
Those ones are my favorite.
I think those are like cute. That's what they defined as.
Cute.
Cute.
Anyway, so that's all you guys are doing? Well, obviously, we're kind of spending the whole day in Tahoe together.
Yeah, and then Ashley and I will get a dinner next week to kind of have like a romantic time.
Nice.
So it is passionate romance.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, very well done. That's a good one.
Now, here's my question, though. Because, like I said, I was actually talking to a buddy about this. And as a guy, when you're in relationships, like I said, just throughout your dating history, even as a girl, you have certain tricks that you do, right? Certain things that you feel confident in doing. So my question is, say you write letters or write poems. Like, for example, if I wrote a poem or a letter for a significant other in the past, should I feel guilty in any way doing that for Ashley now? Should I feel guilty towards Ashley?
I see what you're saying. Like you're recycling your old tricks.
Because like she could easily look at me and be like, you used to do that for someone else.
Right,
like,
right,
yes,
right.
But like it's, I do different things too, but of course I'm going to do some similar things. There's only so many things I can do. So my question is.
I think you're very right about if you're good at something and you feel comfortable doing it and you know it makes the other person feel special, there's no reason not to continue to do it with new people. Later on,
weirdly, I would hate it.
Why?
I'd be like, pick up a new pat, like little talent.
What am I gonna
sing me songs? But don't give me a poem. If you've given poems to girls in the past,
trust me. If you heard me sing, you would not want me singing.
Listen, it's different. It's when you're in love, anything's cute.
Make Tori a sock puppet of herself, and then make another sock puppet of you, and then do a sock puppet show.
I would love that.
That
would be different than a poem. You've written love poems for girls in the past, and then for me, I would not like that.
No, well, here's the question. What if you didn't know it? you know, as I guess for
then when I found out,
so like
I'd
for,
be pissed
for your own. Exactly. So you would be pissed.
I wouldn't like it.
But here's the thing. Like, what if the new thing that I do or the new gift doesn't level up to that old thing where she's like, that poem was like, the idea of writing you a letter is so much better than what you do now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Here are my discarded toenail clippings. Like, what if those are the two things we're comparing here?
Or like you said, a sock puppet.
I actually...
You don't like the sock puppet idea?
Like, just dry heaved.
The toenails?
The toenails.
Pretty gross. I don't know where that
No, my eyes just got watery.
It's funny, it's funny that you bring that up because Alex B., who's my friend... He had the same thing. He was dating a girl who like wrote something about it and put it on Instagram. And he was like, whoa, 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 don't be sharing that because like that's the thing that I do. Like that's my thing that I do with the girl that I'm interested in. And by doing that, it's like then she's like then telling the world, you know, it wasn't like she wasn't vindictive in doing it, but she was like, this is what he did for me and this is how pleasant it was. And he's like, well, this is what I do with everyone now. You're kind of like taking that away from everyone else.
Let me give you an example.
So you want to justify yourself? Go for it.
I don't think I'm justifying myself at all. Actually, I think I'm digging my own grave right now. But I'm doing it for Suck Army.
Suck, 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 suck,
suck, suck, suck, suck. Everybody suck, suck. Okay. On Bachelorette, I wrote a poem for Caitlin.
Interesting.
No.
And they aired it.
Did you mention the word love in that poem?
No. I ended it with a Dumb and Dumber quote. Which
nice.
Was
classic.
I
said,
chance.
You know, at the end of this, I'm going to cross all my T's and end all my I's with a dot. And I just wanted to tell you, Caitlin, I like you. I like you a lot.
I like a lot.
And so, like, whatever, right? I mean, at the moment, it was just like, that's what I do. You know, sure. I like expressing myself that way.
That'd be so hard.
Exactly, right?
That'd be so
there's a part
hard.
Of me, even when I do this for Ashley,
you hesitate.
Like, I feel guilty, and I'm like, I shouldn't feel guilty. Like, that was in the past. This is the now.
Right, you know? And obviously you're married to Ashley, so it's different, but I just can't get out of my head that I'd be a little irritated.
I think I see both sides of it. I think for me, in my relationship, I don't think... It's hard for me to think back and think that I've done anything now that I used to do in other relationships, probably because I just never did anything in relationships before, so it's like everything I'm doing now is brand new, you know what I mean? That's how bad of a boyfriend I used to be. That's the point that I was trying to make.
Used to be.
I was paused for laughter that
what
I did
mean,
not receive.
Used.
Yeah, good point.
He said used to
active.
Because he's a husband now. Now he's married.
Oh,
which right. is something I wanted to ask about you.
Wait, no, Tori had a question.
No,
I'm sorry.
I did not.
Tori
no,
had
no,
a
no.
question.
Everybody's silent. Nope, just me and you, buddy. My question is, there was articles coming out that I was reading that said, Caitlin said you proposed over in Europe. Please. Enlighten us.
The question, no, the articles, quote unquote, was an Elite Daily article.
Let me pull it up for you, just so I can get the exact quote.
That referenced a comment that Caitlin responded to on her most recent Instagram picture, which has since been deleted by the original poster because people were attacking the poster. I don't know. It was kind of silly. Anyways, she was like, she was responding to a comment, and I just like took her phone and I just wrote, he already proposed, or he already did.
Oh, so you wrote it.
For
Caitlin didn't write
listening.
It.
Yes, I wrote this stupid comment, and I handed her the phone before I pressed the post button, and she was like, yeah, whatever, this is funny, and then she posted it.
So that tapping noise you
just
heard...
Yeah, I was
heard,
just trying to get that... Is that...
Was Tori tapping on steel? Dean's apparent wedding band that he's wearing
Why
on his
is
left
it,
hand.
You guys, I might quit this podcast if it's a continuation of teaming up on
Gosh,
me.
You're so... Do you know
See,
what?
I like this. This is why I need you as a third host. It needs to be... Dean's so good with his words and so charming.
How?
I need a teammate. I need 2-on-1.
Literally texted Danielle and I said, can you please bring up food? I think Dean's a little hangry right now.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
You're cranky.
I'm not cranky.
And it's about love. So we're all here to just learn. You're not going to wear a ring. If you're going to wear a ring, then you got to kind of address it.
I've done a lot of driving in the past couple of days, okay? I'm a little tired,
There's
maybe.
There's cornbread right here.
Not
you.
A big cornbread guy.
So
it's
you're
crumbly
the one who wrote the comment.
Oh, my God.
He already, crumbly. He already proposed. More moist. Pardon?
So you're the one who wrote the comment, he already proposed, not Caitlin.
The comment was, he needs to propose already, and Caitlin responded, he already did. And
yes.
I wrote the comment, he already did, handed Caitlin the phone, and she pressed the post button. And
I guess
then,
my question is, would Caitlin say you proposed?
My question is,
how does
Elite Daily write an article about a comment that was responded to? Like, it's just, you're grasping at straws there, you know what I mean?
It's a great picture of you two on the Elite Daily.
I hate that picture, too. I look
Why?
Like I'm a hunchback of Notre Dame.
My
hair, like, cuts off my shoulder, my buff shoulders too much. And
your shoulders do look really
and
buff
it makes
here.
Me look
Can I ask a follow-up
a little
question?
Hunched over.
Yeah.
How do you feel when people are saying, oh, they're married? How, when you first initially saw that or you egged that on, do you kind of like that?
He loves it. He
Hold on, let's see, because he's been anti-marriage, but do you kind of like seeing headlines saying marriage with Dean and Kaylin?
I'll call Kaylin my wife sometimes. Like if I'm making a reservation at a restaurant, I'll be like, yeah, me and my wife are going to come in around 8. Or we were at the hotel the other night. I was like, hey, can me and my wife get room service?
Oh my God, are you married? Is anybody, Jared? Did you just hear that?
No, sorry. I got an important text message. That's why.
Jared,
sorry.
He just said he refers to
Kaylin. Pay attention.
Yeah, that his was wife.
As his wife at.
I heard that
at the hotel reservation with dinners.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Are you married?
That's different though. Because if you
did, you ever call Ashley her your
no? But her, I remember before we even got engaged, there'd be times we'd have hotels and they'd call and they'd be like, "Oh, Mr. Iaconetti."
No, like, we are not downplaying this. We are not downplaying this. Yeah. He's initiating the conversation by saying my wife. It's not being misunderstood.
Sometimes you get like special privileges when you say that stuff, though.
Have you ever used it to gain a special privilege?
No, I just think it's fun to say. I'm not going to say whether we're married or not. I'm going to keep a little bit of my personal life.
Let me say this as your friend, as someone like yourself who doesn't believe in the institution of marriage, and someone like Kaylin who probably does, I wouldn't say it's fun calling you my wife, but then also be like, I never want to get married. You know,
we got a good thing going on over here. I'm not too worried about it.
Can we please have Kaylin on this podcast?
Absolutely not.
We need to hear her perspective on things.
If you want to hear
what needs to happen,
what
needs to happen in order to get her?
Yeah,
on the
you're
podcast?
Already married, so what's yours is mine, and mine is yours.
Yeah, so she
this
owns your percentage of this half of your percentage of this podcast.
I don't want to mix business and pleasure. I have a lot of fun doing this, and I don't want to mix that business with this.
What about our pleasure? We mix business and pleasure all the time, Dean.
I'm saying this is the pleasure. She's the business.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's another joke. I feel like my jokes are
starting
to hit today.
I got that. I just didn't laugh.
Okay. No, it's one of those jokes that took me a second. I'm like, oh, okay. No, that's funny. Okay. I get that now.
But yes, that's not going to happen ever. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, I guess we'll move on from this conversation. We do have some incredible guests calling in. We have some licensed therapists. We have
an
app creator called Relationship AI. Yep. And we have some Bachelor Nation members that are going to stop by.
We've got some of your favorite Bachelor Nation contestants in the house with us here in Tahoe. They're going to swing by, give us their take on what Valentine's Day means to them, what they're going to do for their significant other, et cetera, et cetera. You're not going to want to miss that. So stick around and we will be right back.
Welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating, live from Tahoe. We have a very special guest that is on the line right now. She has been seen on Dr. Oz, HLN, Fox, ABC, NBC, ABC, Cosmopolitan, New York Post, Washington Post, Today, Bravo, just to name a few. She is also a leading celebrity matchmaker, relationship expert, and CEO of Exclusive Matchmaking. It is Susan Trombetti, ladies and gentlemen. Was that? How was that? Yay!
Wow,
sorry.
Yay.
It's just
Thank
three of us in
so
a room
Thank you so much
right
for
now.
That introduction.
Hey, girl.
You know, I just try to build people up. But it's really not that hard to build you up, Susan. You have a pretty extensive resume. So thank you for coming back on the podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. You know, I love talking to you guys.
No, you're actually in a car right now. You're not driving, but you have a funny Valentine's Day because today is Valentine's Day. You have a little funny Valentine's Day story. Your car actually broke down on your way back to your home.
Yeah, something happened. I just came back from the airport, and to make a long story short, I realized, you know, because I'm not one of those women, I realized I have no oil in my car. I can hear my rod knocking, so I had to call my Valentine's, and he came to pick me up.
That sounds like a modern dating term. Have you been rod knocked?
Oh, my rod's been knocking me all week.
Yeah, but your beautiful and wonderful hubby picked you up, right?
Yes, my tall, dark, and handsome. He's like right here with me. He picked me up.
Aww.
And so then I kissed him really quick and I said, baby, it's my rod. It's the little wing nut on
it's
the end
the
of rod.
Baby,
and I can hear
rod.
It twirling.
Your rod came to pick you up after the other rod wasn't working.
Yes, I was like, let's go home, enjoy Valentine's Day. We can worry about that later.
Susan, so as a celebrity matchmaker, what type of advice do you have for your clients on a day like Valentine's Day?
Okay, so I always say, like, whether you're single or whether you're with someone else, right? If you're with someone else, you have to acknowledge it. Being single on Valentine's Day is great for business for me, but don't, you know, at the end of the day, it's just another day, right? So don't go off the deep end if you're single. I mean, have fun, acknowledge it. There's lots of love all around you, whether it's romantic love or it's love with your gal pals or, you know, little kids all around you. But it's an exciting day to flirt and have fun, right?
So you see an increase in clientele around this time of year because people are either trying to find a Valentine's Day, say it's Valentine's Day and they're single. Do they reach out to you, or is it just like, what do you do with that? Do you just basically, like you said, just tell everyone to just treat it as another day? Let's say someone's like, let's give you an example. Let's say someone's freshly in a relationship that maybe you set them up on. Do they come to you for advice and then you kind of tell them what they should be doing for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. Okay. Yes, so I had a client that went out on a date last night with a new woman and a new match. And he, for whatever reason, okay, but I think it has something to do with he doesn't want to seem like it's desperate. He's desperate. And it's Valentine's Day. She goes, oh my God, he must not be interested. I didn't hear back from him. So, you know, I'm rushing down the road in the car. Okay. I hope no police are listening to this. So I pull over and I say, look, it's Valentine's Day. She's a dynamo. She's your match. Even if you don't know it yet, you need to text her now. And he goes, okay. And I should ask her out. And I'm like, absolutely. And you ask her out. So you have to acknowledge it. That's the first thing. And that's what I tell my clients. Like, don't let that go by.
And then as far as protocol, do they get flowers, chocolates? Do they take them to a nice restaurant? Like, what is kind of the advice that you typically like to give out to these types of people that are either starting a new relationship or hoping to start a new relationship?
Well, so I always say acknowledge it. Okay. So if you're starting a relationship, there's always like appropriate gifts for each point in time in your relationship. So when it comes down to, like a new relationship and you go out on a date with them, I mean, you don't need to show up with a dozen roses, right? But you could show up with something appropriate, something fun, like those little kitty Valentine's cards. You remember them? And I mean, you could show up with that, a box of chocolates. If you're only dating 2 or 3 months, I mean, you know, perfume's always nice. If you're dating 6 months, a little heart necklace. So you got to find the appropriate gift for the stage in your relationship.
So you're saying it all comes down to timing.
Yeah. And I mean, like in this case, this guy, you know, it's too much pressure to go out on a date on Valentine's. They just met for the first time last night, right? But yeah, definitely. You need to acknowledge it. You met her, you know, make a phone call to her, whatever. And I told him to text her in this case because, you know, everybody texts after a date and say, I had a great time, but ask her out again.
Yeah, I would definitely not say you should go on a first date on Valentine's Day.
That's yeah,
a
little too much pressure.
I've done that before.
Yeah,
if you're
yeah,
single, though, don't you just want to hang out with your friends on Valentine's Day?
I don't think so.
Really? You don't want to, Susan?
Well, listen. If you're single, it depends. Like, are you going out with your girlfriends and having a great time? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like going out hooting and hollering and having a great time and flirting with everybody that passes your way, right?
Little hooting, nothing little at all hollering, wrong. Little fist pumping.
Susan, what are you getting into
yeah,
tonight with your husband
kisses.
For Valentine's?
So I just pulled in from New York, right? So we're going to have a dinner, okay? We're having a chef come in. I'm going to light some candles, okay?
Damn.
And just, you know, we're just going to enjoy because I'll tell you something. So my day started off early with my husband because my husband first called me. I always tell people this on Valentine's Day. And he was totally unaware. So anyway, so we celebrated. I can't even tell you half of what we said today to each other, but it's been flirty all day.
How long have you guys been married?
Oh, so we've been married 15 years. We've been together 20 years. Okay.
Keeping it spicy, keeping it hot. Good
yeah,
for you
we
guys.
We all day long with the emojis and flirtation. And that's the
what
thing.
What emojis did you send him? What was
oh,
the last emoji you sent him? Come on. Give us a hint. Is it purple?
Susan, it sounds like we got to give you and your husband some space here. So thank you so much for calling in on the podcast and giving our listeners some advice for Valentine's Day. It sounds like you got a fantastic night ahead of you.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Take care. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Nice talking to you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Same to you as well. If for the listeners bye-bye. Out there, if you guys want to find Susan, you can check her out on Twitter because she does live tweet Bachelor, posts episode and all that kind of stuff. She does have a website. It's called exclusivematchmaking.net. So be sure to go on and check that out and see if she can help you out, get matched and find a Valentine's for next year since it's already too late for this year.
Bachelor live tweeter. Always a good follow.
Take care, guys.
Bye Susan. Thank you. Oh, sorry. I didn't know Susan was still on.
All right, and we are back, and now we have Jamie Bronstein. And Jamie, I'm sorry if I mispronounced the last name there, but for the listeners out there, Jamie is a talk radio host, Love Talk Live. She is a licensed therapist, relationship expert, so she is the woman to have on the phone for us today for our Valentine's Day episode. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you so much for calling us. Obviously, we have a special episode, dating podcast. It's the biggest dating day of the year.
Valentine's Day, Help I Suck at Dating goes together.
Like peanut butter and pickles.
Peanut butter and pickles, baby.
Yep. So, Jamie, so we're just going to fire some questions at you. So being a love expert, I'm going to go ahead and label you as a love expert.
Okay, I'll take it.
Can you give our listeners, because we have listeners that are single, listeners that are just starting a relationship, listeners that have been in a relationship for years, decades, however long, what type of advice would you have for anyone out there, the different stages of gifts to give their partner? Like, let's say you've been dating 0 to 6 months, 7 to 12 months. What kind of gifts do you like to see people give each other for Valentine's Day?
Okay, 0 to 6, I would say go with something that you're giving the message that you definitely are interested in the person. And depending at the stage you're at, like some people get engaged within 6 months, you know?
Crazy.
But definitely keep it light, but with a meaningful message. So you can do jewelry. There's nothing wrong with jewelry. And also the cards, I'm huge, huge fan of what you write in the cards. So write everything that you feel, that you're feeling, you know, don't hold anything back. So I'd say good cards and jewelry is a good thing for 0 to 6.
I have a question. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that our listener base is predominantly female. So as a female that's maybe interested in a guy that's going on a date for Valentine's Day, what do you like to see the women buy the men, if nothing at all?
So I think it's really important that, you know, we live in an equal world.
Yes,
so yeah. So girls, do something cute, like get a couple's massage. You can even do it together, you know? So do a couple's massage, or I used to, like when I was single, I used to always love like surprising the guys. So Do you like say, I'm going to take you out on a date. I'm planning the whole thing. Cause a lot of times the guys plan the date. So either like a surprise or even like a staycation somewhere, go to the beach if you live somewhere warm, or just do something really romantic.
So get a gift that involves both of you. I feel like that's pretty important.
Yeah, a lot of times girls can do like sexy lingerie because that's a gift for both.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
What? Yeah.
Like a gift for yourself, but then also the guy likes it.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe next year's Valentine's, you can, if it's a different guy, you could, you know.
Yeah, you can reuse it. So it's like a twofer.
Thing. It's a regifter.
I do not recommend it if it's a different guy.
Because it's new to him.
You said you're not single anymore, right? But there is a big movement for Singles Awareness Day. So what do you say for people that are maybe experiencing the Valentine's blues, that don't have a partner, that want to celebrate their singleness? Do you have any advice for them?
Yes, just live it up. You know what? Like, just be present and enjoy the moment, because you're going to find your person at some point. And by being sad about it, it's kind of a waste of time, you know? So eventually you're going to meet your person. So just live it up, go out with your friends. And also think about it. The guys and the girls that were at the singles bar the week before, they're still going to be there. They're still single. And especially on Valentine's Day, everybody's looking to hook up and maybe something more.
Yeah, distract themselves a little bit, you know?
And this year specifically, I feel like the planets have aligned, because it's Valentine's Day on a Friday.
Exactly. Anybody who's listening who's sad, okay, bless your soul, feel your emotions, feel the sadness. But then take a shower, put some makeup on. If you're a guy, don't put makeup on, but just, you know, get yourself, put some cologne on.
Put some jeans
on. And get out to the bar.
Some Air Force Ones.
I think that we should just get rid of Valentine's Day. I'm over Valentine's Day. This is coming from a married man. I don't think we should celebrate being single. I don't think we should celebrate being in a relationship. Every day should be just a celebration of whatever you have, you know? Valentine's Day, there's so much pressure, and you got to buy gifts, and you spend money, and it's all this ridiculousness. What are your thoughts about that? What are your overall thoughts about Valentine's Day in general?
Okay, first of all, my name, J-A-I-M-E, means I love in French. So Jamie.
Oh,
so
that's very beautiful.
I love love. And I love, yes, I agree with you that every day we should be appreciating who we're with. We should be appreciating who we're dating. We should be appreciating the fact that we will meet somebody someday. And yes, I understand it's a Hallmark holiday, but it is like a great excuse. Let's say you haven't gone on a date in a while. It's an excuse to reconnect. So I totally understand what you're saying, but I'm a big fan of Valentine's Day.
Interesting. I don't know if you should need an excuse to reconnect. I think like every few months, if you find yourself not reconnecting, you need to realize we need to connect.
Exactly. And it could be a problem. I always recommend to my clients who are in relationships and even just starting to date, make sure that you're going on a date at least 3 nights a week.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if somebody needs a reminder once a year to reconnect, I think you have some bigger issues.
Yep, I agree. That makes sense.
And I do agree, but there are, like, married people, and then they have the kids, and then it's you don't have as much
time. No, life
gets
in the way, totally.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure you got your hands full today of all days of the year, given the fact that you are a love guru. For the listeners out there, be sure to check her out on Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with
thank
your
you,
husband
Jamie.
On Valentine's Day.
Thanks for having me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Right, happy Valentine's Day.
What do we think? So you want to just abolish Valentine's Day altogether, it sounds like.
See, I feel like Valentine's Day has turned into the opposite. No, it's no longer about celebrating your partner. Now I feel like Valentine's Day is a holiday for singles to just feel bad about themselves. So instead of this day where if you're single, you just feel worse about yourself, why not just get rid of the holiday so everybody's still happy in a relationship, and you don't have to focus one day out of the year solely about either you're in a relationship or you're not. Because, like, it's different from other holidays, because Christmas is about family, Thanksgiving is about family, so on and so forth, where Valentine's Day is solely only about intimacy love. So just get rid of it, because it's just like I paid $100 for flowers today, you know?
You actually paid $100 for flowers?
Well, close to it, like 70. Wow. Still, it's very expensive.
Listen, I'm just going to say this. I think Valentine's Day is incredibly important because, like I said earlier, it validates your love for the other person. And the only way you can do that is by buying them expensive things, especially on inflated days of the year where that $70 bouquet of flowers probably would have cost $15 any other day of the year.
You're really bad at being contrarian. You're proving my own point.
I think it's great. I think you can put a fiscal number. You can quantify the value that someone has in your life by how much money you spend on them on the day.
What'd you get for Kaylin for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Love it. What'd she get you? Anything?
She has. Actually, I did get her something, but it's waiting for us back in Los Angeles. Shout out to Tahoe because we're recording live from here in the beautiful North Lake Tahoe.
It is gorgeous.
She got me something also back in Los Angeles. So neither of us know what we got each other.
Oh, but you'll exchange gifts later. You guys did the same through Christmas. You exchanged gifts way after
way after. We're not really good at timeliness.
Ah, that's okay.
Anyways, we have another guest coming on, Karina Karsten, who has a new interesting app called Relationship AI, which apparently is going to help us begin dating smarter, which I'm interested to hear more about. And obviously, she's probably got some. It's crazy how much dating stuff is out there nowadays. We have this dating podcast, we have a million dating talk shows, dating apps.
From someone TV hosting shows. A dating podcast, I probably shouldn't say this, but I feel like it's too much. Because now we're getting to the stage where we're overthinking dating.
Yeah.
And it never was meant to be overthought. You know, you go, if you like someone, you continue seeing them, and then you fall in love, or you don't fall in love, and then the relationship ends. But now it's this constant, like, well, he said in a text this, and but did he really mean that? Am I overthinking it? I have to wait to respond. Or now we're getting all these literally how many dating terms have been formed within the past 2 years? Like benching, breadcrumbing, ghosting, all these things. And it's like, maybe we're all just overthinking it a little too much.
I agree. But while you're overthinking it, you might as well listen to this podcast and just zone out, because we don't think much when we're on here.
No, we're just two idiots spewing nonsense in Tahoe over here.
Anyways, we're going to give Karina a call and see if we can get her on the line here.
Welcome back, Suck Army. We have another special guest on the line right now. She has her brand new dating app, Relationship AI, which you can download today. It is Karina Karsten, ladies and gentlemen. Karina, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you heard that that pounding sound in the background, that was
my
Dean
ruckus applause
thumping his thigh for a ruckus applause. Well, introducing you, Karina. It was great.
Hold the mic on one hand.
No, it's very difficult right now. We're not in studio, so we can't get really a round of applause. But Karina, how is your Valentine's Day going so far?
It's amazing. I'm actually up in Santa Barbara, and it's a gorgeous day, and just loving life here with my husband.
Fantastic. So tell us about your dating app, Relationship AI.
So, just like tracking your steps or your calories, it's now time to track and evaluate our dating activity.
Okay. Oh boy.
We need to hear more about
this. This sounds intriguing.
So for the listeners out there, if you were to go to the App Store, you can look up Relationship AI. And I'm just going to give a brief description of what I see. It looks like I see a lot of people that I'm dating, and then as I'm dating them, I rate them.
Right. Every text, call, in-person meeting, hangout, sleepover, you can plug in and evaluate. And that will give you your own personal metrics and data to really see how well things are going.
I mean, we're moving towards a data-driven life. So I don't see why not. Why can't we move our dating towards it,
too? Can you give us an example of how data would, how we would able to know if we're a better dater by getting data on it?
Well, often our short-sighted ego perceives our dating activity in a certain way, and that's just based on our experiences, and that can be limited. So what this does, what Relationship AI does, is give you the bigger picture on what is really occurring. And so you get clarity, you get confidence, and you get to effectively and efficiently move forward in your dating life so that you can create the relationship outcomes that you truly want.
I think it's incredibly interesting. And the way that I see the app is, let's say you go on a date with a guy named Dan, you get done, you get home from your date, and then you basically fill out the sliders. Like, was the communication easy? How comfortable were you talking about your career? And right, you're basically filling that in lifetime after the date. And then let's say you have a couple dates a week. At the end of the week, you can see which date. Because it's difficult to look back in hindsight and be like, I remember exactly how I was feeling right after that date. But you kind of have like an overarching broad idea. So this allows you to quantitatively be like, okay, this is the person that I had a better time with immediately following the date.
Right. You get fuzzy. You get super fuzzy. And then those things that were red flags, like in the moment, you like go, oh, I'm going to let that slide. And this allows you to actually input your red flags and like see what is really happening. And I think what we've done this for business for decades now, but we have never applied data and metrics to our personal life so we can actually make better decisions and feel really empowered about it and have fun.
Karina, I got to tell you, it's crazy, but it might just be crazy enough to work.
Well, I be a contrarian just because that's in my nature?
Sure.
And ask you a question about it. So
because absolutely,
human beings evoke emotion, right? And we make a lot of decisions based on emotion.
Yes.
And so this seems a little bit more analytical. Do you think that is the smart way to approach dating, more analytical rather than emotion-based?
Well, you certainly can have all the emotions you want in the moment, but then at the time of evaluation, you can actually go, oh, okay, like, were those emotions valid? Like, did I really have a super high response to this person? You know, you can actually put in like an emoji for exactly how you felt, like you have that instant feeling. And then you can break it down and go deeper and see, oh, well, like I really didn't feel that comfortable, in our communication, but I felt really comfortable with the affection. So it's like giving you like a particular detail to actually evaluate your own emotions.
Interesting.
I think it's interesting. It's something I never would have thought of, but honestly, I can see the utility in it.
It's something I definitely would try out.
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like.
I would love to see you guys try it out.
Well, unfortunately, we're both taken.
Yeah.
The monogamous relationship, aren't we, Dean?
I guess you could do like a week by or day by day, maybe with the same person, like on Monday.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just with one person.
Exactly.
So we can do this, even though we're both in relationships.
Totally.
I'll try it then.
And for the listeners,
and have your mates try it.
There you go. And for the listeners out there, so let's say you're going on a Valentine's Day date, you could always download Relationship AI and be sure to log your date with the person that you went on a date with and see how he stacks up against the other people, or he or she stacks up against the other people you dated.
I don't want to give Ashley any data on my dating performance.
I will say,
so she can come up to him and be like, you cuddled with me 46% of the time in our first 6 months of dating, and now you're cuddling with me at a 13% rate. This is ridiculous. This is not why I married you. Yeah. I don't need numbers behind our arguments.
Well, what it actually does is gives you a platform for conversation that's super, super interesting and growth oriented. So you actually can, instead of like waiting for like a year and a half to things get really like, oh God, this is not the way it started. You can like actually see where it's headed and say, wait, this is an opportunity for us to have a conversation about something that's kind of a sticking point.
I think it's cool, Karina. I think it's a great idea. I'm glad that we're exploring because it's so unique. You know, you see a lot of dating things out there and this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this. And I think that's awesome. So for the listeners out there that want to give Karina's app a try, it's called Relationship AI. You can find it in the App Store, at least on my iPhone. I saw it. I'm sure you could get it on a Droid too.
Android is coming out later this year.
Gotcha. Okay, great. So for the listeners out there, iPhone, check out Relationship AI. And later this year, if you have a Droid, you can find it there as well.
So Karina, before you go, just give us one piece of advice for single people on Valentine's Day and one piece of advice for somebody in a relationship on Valentine's Day.
Well, for all the singles out there, just love life today. And whether that's with a personal self-care moment, do that, or just go and have some fun with friends, and also work on some of those dating apps that you're on, like swipe a few, have a couple of conversation starters, and just have fun. Love life.
Love it. There we go. Karina, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Valentine's Day in Santa Barbara, and best of luck with the app.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Right, have a great night yourself. Happy Valentine's.
Take care. Bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
I like it. I know you didn't seem to be the biggest fan of it. I think it's cool.
I mean, it's just not, I'm not a data-oriented person when it comes to dating. Listen, I feel like so many decisions that I've made in the past are based off like gut feelings, my emotions. Most of the time when I put data or like I overthink situations, that's when I make the wrong decision.
I think it's a good way to stay organized. Let's say you're dating like 2, 5, 10, 15 people at the same time. It's a good way for you to like...
Yeah, I'm sure you have folders within the dating app where you can put like Dean, Jared, Greg, Jack, Jim, Tom, you know, like Tori does when she's dating all her 7 different guys.
Yeah. So I think it's got appeal. I like it. I think it's cool. Again, I like it because it's so different.
It's different.
It's so unique in that sense.
That is cool. I will say it's coming from a different angle, an AI perspective of dating. So it gives you statistics. That is interesting enough. However, I don't think I would be able to do it because I think I would... Again,
well, what you said earlier on the phone too is a lot of that goes in line with dating is you can't really quantify a feeling. So it's like they might not be scoring well on the app, but you feel good around them. And I think that's like you can't really calculate that.
You know what this reminds me of? Along Came Polly. You ever see that movie?
I watched it like 2 weeks ago. I watched it in the hospital when I broke my leg.
Oh, okay. So Ben Stiller plays a risk analysis.
Yeah. Life insurance.
Uh-huh. So that's what he does. He gives analysts of risk. And so that entire movie is based upon like you can't put numbers toward a relationship. Right.
Because he's dating Jen Aniston. It doesn't work. He should go back with his ex-wife.
Yes.
But his gut tells him to go to Jen.
I know, but actually in the movie, I will say the computer does say that he should be with Jen and he doesn't believe it. I remember that part.
No, I thought the computer said that he should be with his ex-wife.
No, remember he put the numbers in and the computer was loading on the boat and then they later find out that it said...
Oh, yeah.
He was like, something must be wrong because it's saying that I should go with Jennifer Anderson's character.
Anyways, sorry for the spoiler alert, audience.
Yeah, 16 years later. If you haven't seen the movie yet, sorry about that, guys.
Anyways, we're going to take one quick break, and we're going to jump right back into it. We've got some great guests up here in Tahoe, some good friends.
You know who's here? Kaylin's here. She should come on.
Anyways, we're going to take one quick break, and we will have some of those guests, but not all of them, on the podcast. Stick around. All right, and we are back with one of Bachelor Nation's favorite couple, and on the Valentine's Day episode, it's so fitting that they're here. Like we said, we're not going to share who they are. They're both going to talk. They're both going to tell us about their Valentine's plans, et cetera, and maybe you, the listener, can surmise who they might be. So, welcome to the podcast, our two mystery guests.
Our mystery guests could be two men, two females.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Two men, two female, yeah, but I think that they'll be able to figure out pretty quickly that it's a man and a woman.
Sometimes I feel like I sound like a woman.
Or two men, it sounds like, maybe.
Yeah. I'll talk like this.
There we go.
So for the listeners out there, it is our Valentine's episode. What do you guys have planned for this year's Valentine's? Because it is your first Valentine's together.
Second
Valentine's together.
That's a clue right there.
Yep, that's a clue.
Second V-Day.
Before we get into this year's, what did you guys do last year for Valentine's Day?
We celebrated campfire. Early. We celebrated early because his friends from the UK came in on Valentine's Day. So we were with his, I don't want to say any names, but his friends and family.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay. And then this year, what do you guys have planned?
I almost just said your name. He, my mystery man, is surprising me tonight with, I don't even know with what. Something special, that hopefully. Awesome.
It'll be pre-dinner drinks at a... Can I say the name
yeah,
of the place?
Yeah, say it. Sure.
Give some love to
Rico. Oh, 1868. And then we're going to dinner after that at a place that I can't tell you because it's a surprise.
Oh, what a God. That's just the most adorable thing.
So, sir, how did you come up with this idea to take this wonderful woman on this mystery date? Like, where did you get the ideas to go to these places?
Just from living in the area the past 10 years. And then I have a good friend that knows all the hot spots in Reno.
Nice.
He's besties with the Reno Tahoe Tourism Board.
It's good to have a guy on the inside, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why I keep him around.
Yeah, smart. Yeah.
So, Miss, if I may, I want to know if your mystery man is a mushball, because he comes off, you are like, I can't say your name, it's so weird, but you're a man's man, you know? You are...
I get mushball vibes.
I get mushball vibes too, but like an exterior sense. Like, I see you outside with your shirt off chopping lumber. You know what I mean?
He's a guy that likes, you like to fish, you like to go camping, all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, you just seem like the biggest sap, mushball, sweetest, warmest guy ever. Oh. And Miss, I want to know who the real mystery man is.
When he really like feels his feelings deep and lets out those tears, it's few and far between. But when he does, it's amazing.
Oh yeah.
But he's very sweet. He's I wouldn't say a mushball in that he's, you know, very overly emotional at all. But he's always very good at always complimenting me and making me feel very special and showing me love that way.
The reason I asked is because when the mystery man was describing the date tonight, he had a massive grin on his face.
Yeah, and you he's
could
excited.
Tell how giddy he was. And you can tell that he's also so giddy because he's surprising you and it's fun. And
yeah,
and
I like, you like planning. I like surprises, yeah.
We also have been apart for a while because of
work.
Work. So this is our first time seeing each other in what, like over a week? And so I, like, as much as I love being here with you guys today, I'm ready to get back to the hotel room with him.
Wow. That hurts. Wow. That really hurts.
Wow. I bet he's very excited to go back to the hotel room.
No, it's fine. I want to hang out with you guys a little bit longer, but I get it. You got bigger fish to fry.
Can we use your van for an hour?
We're going down. As long
as make sure you wash your sheets
after. As Pappy doesn't care.
Yeah. As long as Pappy's eyes are closed, I guess.
He's stuck in the car.
Should we announce to the listeners who our guests are?
Oh, well, how about this? Give a clue to the audience of who you are.
I'm going to give a clue for him.
Yeah,
you want to give one for
I
me?
Like that.
So I'm going to give him, I'm going to say that he, if you watched the show, he gave everyone dad vibes right away.
Like daddy vibes.
Daddy vibes.
Daddy.
Dean, I will say, I mean, he gives your van a run for its money.
That's right. Uh-huh. That is right. I forgot about that.
He came
that.
Out of the minivan.
Oh, the van. That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And he was the one that caught my eye right away and stayed till the end.
Yeah. And so, mystery man, can you give a clue about the mystery lady?
Oh, wow.
Who?
Without
who,
giving it away?
Yeah, without giving it away. Who is the mystery lady?
Kara, come on. You're acting like you don't... Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Can we edit
juicy
that out?
Now.
No, she said his name.
Damn it, Heather.
All right, let's go ahead and pretend that didn't happen. I still think that Garrett should describe the mystery woman.
Yeah, I want to hear a clue now.
We don't know who the woman is.
So she was engaged and then broken
up
with.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what you're going to lead with? Nice. That is the clue for me.
I think I know who it is.
She has a Minnesotan accent.
Not like I'm the best dog mom that owns the cutest corgi in the world.
Damn, that's what she wanted me to say.
Wow, you lead with my past relationship? Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you haven't guessed yet, help I suck at dating.
Can we get a
listeners.
Drum roll?
Becca and Garrett are on the podcast!
Woo! Surprise! Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could have gotten that one. So you guys, heading into Reno tonight for the Valentine's Day date.
Yes.
That Garrett set up for Becca. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense now. I can piece it together now that I know who they are.
Now that you can use her names.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Garrett, you have my all-time favorite. I watch The Bachelor, mm-hmm. but I don't religiously watch it. And so, but I watched most of your season. And there was one moment towards the end. It was my favorite moment in the history of Bachelor anything, excluding obviously stuff with Ashley and I. there was a part at the end where you were talking about Becca, and I think it was the final two, and you started getting emotional, and you looked up in the camera, and you had tears in your eyes, and you were just like, I love the way she says beg.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. That was it. And you were like, I love the way she says beg.
Yeah.
And Ashley and I looked at each other at that moment and was like, that is the sweetest moment I've ever seen on this show. Because so many times, and you guys can attest to this from watching the show, it's very over-exaggerated lines. You know, she's the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I can only see me being with him for the rest of my life. I love him. He's my soulmate. He moves my world, blah, 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 blah. And a lot of it's, for me, I guess a little cliche and overly used and like, it's almost like a formulaic at this point. Mm-hmm. In that moment, when you said that, I could tell how much you loved Becca from that line without you ever saying how in love you were with her or how you could never see yourself with another person. Like, I knew how much Becca meant to you in that moment just by the way you said it. And I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. It was one of my favorite moments I've ever seen on TV.
You know, thank you. That's awesome. Will say, he, to this day, now that we've been together two years later, he still calls me out every time I say beg.
He really loved the way you said it.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
It fills my
He really loved it.
It fills my heart with love.
I love when we go on trips together and she's like, gotta pack the bags.
That's hilarious. You're like, now I know I asked this woman to marry me. Yeah.
He, though, the more that he's with me or around my friends and family back home, he starts to pick up the Minnesotan accent.
I do it on purpose.
No, you don't. You don't even know when you're doing it. It comes out.
I do. Mm-hmm. No, I do it on purpose. Mm-hmm.
What do you say in like a Minnesota accent?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. Do you just like quote Fargo? That was Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was North Dakota.
Is that like
it's the same thing?
Same area. Yeah.
Same accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we watched Fargo together, and he was like, this is how your aunt sounds. And
she's like, oh, no, we're going over to Sandy's later and going to have
Lutefisk
dinner.
Well, you guys are living in SoCal right now, right? So yeah. Do you see the accent kind of fade away now that you're like far away from home?
I mean, it's hard for me to tell. I don't think so. If I'm drinking, it's oh, always yeah. there. Oh, yeah. It comes out so hard when I'm drinking.
When I don't have much of a Rhode Island Boston accent. I have a little bit, but when I start drinking or if I'm back home,
it comes out.
Mm. Oh, all of a sudden I turn into John Krasinski from that Smotpock commercial. Yeah. You know?
My Colorado accent really comes out when I'm drunk for sure.
What is a Colorado accent?
There is no such thing. Anyways, for the listeners out there, Becca, you're on Bachelor Live on stage. You're doing mm-hmm. the tour for that right now.
Yes.
Go ahead and plug that real quick because you're making a bunch of stops over the next few months.
It's crazy. So we've been practicing for a while. I mean, the show's been in the works for 2 years. It's been like this baby. And it's basically one local bachelor in every city that we go to. So we're going to have 66 different guys. And then he is going to be dating 10 local girls. And so it's all on stage. We have group dates, row ceremonies, hometowns, fantasy suites. We had our very first show last night and the audience was crazy in the best ways. Like Ben and I walked out and we knew that it was going to be, we were going to have an audience. That was the first time we really practiced with an audience, but we stood there for a good 2 minutes while they just cheered and erupted and standing ovations and Bachelor Nation. I knew that we had fans. I mean, like you obviously get the DMs and you meet people that want the photos and the autographs and all that, but like, I swear Bachelor Nation fans are more extreme than sports fans.
They're the craziest, loyalist, most wonderful, insane people I've ever encountered in my
yes,
entire life.
Yeah. Well, and like every year you watch the show and you have the people that you love each season or that you don't like. And on stage, it's only a 2 hour show, so it's super quick. And on stage, the audience started to either love or hate some of the girls. So they're yelling like, pick Katie, you dick. They're like yelling at the, can I say dick on this?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Great, okay. But they're yelling at the Bachelor. If he's making the wrong decision, he hears it and he feels it. And he's like, oh, wait, but can I ask the audience? Can I pick someone else? And so it's like you get all those awkward moments from the show just right in front of you.
I love it. And it's, so it's you and Ben co-hosting it. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in being an audience member, I'm sure you guys are sold out in tons of venues, but sure, go to bachelorliveonstage.com to reserve a ticket. It sounds like it's, the venue last night looked huge. Like it looked like it was like a heavyweight boxing like match. You know what I mean?
Well, we walked out and I was stunned.
Yeah.
But the show tomorrow and some of the shows are like double the size, which I don't know how it's possible, but...
I do have one question about Bachelor Live, just because it's crossed my mind, and I'm sure you guys have been asked this before, but why, I guess because it's Bachelor on Live and not Bachelorette on Live, but was there any reason as to why it wasn't half Bachelor and half Bachelorettes?
I think for this go-around, they want to start, the first season of the show was solely The Bachelor, and so obviously we have to see how it goes and if the audience likes it, and then from there, they definitely want to add... Bachelorette. I mean, I would personally love to see same sex on the stage, see more variety. So I think if this run goes well, we're definitely going to, fingers crossed, be adding.
So shout out to you, Bachelor Nation, for being so loyal. Really, thank you for that, because you guys are really wonderful in that aspect. And then secondly, if you guys want to see a Bachelorette live on stage with Becca and Ben to do this all over again, go see Bachelor Live right now, because if it does well, they'll have a Bachelorette. And better than that, if that goes well, I better see a Bachelor in Paradise on stage, because I can only imagine the chaos and madness that would ensue.
Well, Jared, we do throw a little bit to Paradise, so you just have to come and watch.
Love it.
Oh,
we'll be there.
Very exciting.
You will actually be there tonight in
Reno.
I will
be there tomorrow. Depending on when this comes out.
That comes out Saturday. So you'll be there tonight.
Tomorrow night. Tonight.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. Have fun on your date tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight on Bachelor Live on stage. I guess I can't say tonight for two different nights. Anyways.
And we need you back on the podcast, because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, we kind of had to expedite it, which we are sorry for. But thank you so much. And for the listeners, stick around, because we have two mystery guests coming up next.
Introducing the coziest brand of sleepwear, loungewear, and more, Aegean Apparel, made from the softest fabrics and most loungeable designs. Aegean Apparel is your one-stop shop for all things relaxing. From their cute and comfy cloud applicable terry loop bath robes featured on celebrities like Mindy Kaling and Reese Witherspoon, to their cloud soft flannel pajamas, get ready to fall in love with these classic and unique designs. Shop the looks at aegeanapparel.com. That's AEGEAN apparel.com. Chaser Brand, follow them at Chaser Brand on Instagram. They have two stores in New York, one in Austin, and a store in Los Angeles on Robertson Boulevard. Discover Caraway, a non-toxic cookware brand looking to make life in the kitchen easier and healthier no matter your level of expertise. CarawayHome.com. Cookware without the chemicals, 100% non-toxic cookware made with a ceramic non-sticking coating, which is naturally smooth and free of chemicals and toxic metals like PTFE, more commonly known as Teflon. Everything you need, nothing you don't. Caraway's cookware set includes only the most often used kitchen essentials, a fry pan, saucepan, Dutch oven, and saute pan. Storage made simple. Each set comes with a modular pan rack system for easy storing. CarawayHome.com.
And we are back, joined in studio by one of my favorite people in the entire world. We're not going to say his name. The thing is, we want the listeners to guess who we have on as a guest.
They're going to know immediately, but I still want to play the game.
Immediately.
They know your voice, bro. They know your... Well,
I thought he was talking about you.
No. Well, they know you're a man now.
So, sir, welcome to the podcast. We appreciate you being here on our special Valentine's Day episode.
Uh-huh. Can you give a clue as to who you are?
Yeah. I love both of these men with all my heart, and they know that. We've been friends, Jared and I, now for 4 or 5 years, and Dean and I now for 3 years.
Yep, three best years of my life.
Yep.
So for the listeners out there, because this is our Valentine's podcast, can you please tell... You do have a partner.
I do have a partner.
That's another hint for the listeners out there that might not know who this is. Mm-hmm. What are you and your significant other doing on this a wonderful day of celebration of love?
We're hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. It's very sweet. I'm sorry you have to.
No, it's great. Actually, last year we were not on Valentine's Day together. This year, we are going to be here in Squaw Valley hanging out with the two of you, celebrating, eating good food, having good laughs, and just enjoying the company of people.
That's as good as it gets.
I think
for
we
Valentine's
can
Day.
Announce who it is.
No, no, right? No, no, no. I don't think some people out there might not still know who it is.
You're dating someone. That's another clue.
I'm dating somebody.
Is this your first Valentine's Day together?
Yes, in person. We were together last Valentine's Day dating, but we had not been able to get in together in person last Valentine's Day. So we spent it apart.
But did you celebrate Valentine's Day on just a different day?
We always celebrate Valentine's Day. Every day is a Valentine's Day for me right now with her.
I saw your Instagram caption. It was very sweet.
It's true. It is fun. Like, it's been a good, we've been together now for a year. It's been an amazing year where it does. It just feels like the pressure of performing for these special days is there because you want to show them you care, but also you kind of want to do that every day. Hmm. So it's like, this day is unique, but it's almost hard to top every other day because every day feels really good right now.
Can I read your caption online? Because it's the most you thing I could possibly read. I'm not saying his name. It says, every day is Valentine's with you. And then it adds your girlfriend's name and says, gosh dang it, I am a lucky man.
He sure is.
That's so cute.
I am. That's great. That's great. I love that you guys celebrate each other every single day. Jared and I are both are kind of on the same bus of, we don't actually love the idea of Valentine's Day because every day should be Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we want to abolish it.
Same.
Yeah, let's
go. It's just too much because now it's becoming a holiday that is more about the sadness of single people than it is celebrating relationships.
Yeah, well, I think it puts people into two camps. And I don't love holidays or any type of celebration that puts people in the two camps, the singles and the people in relationship. Valentine's Day is a special day, but I think every day can be a day that you express your gratitude and care and love for your partner who is committed to sharing their life with you through your annoyances. But today just feels like one of those days that it's isolating for many, and that's not fun. Like, we can't, how am I supposed to celebrate when I know there's somebody tonight sitting on their couch alone going, if I only had somebody by me?
Well, sir, if you don't mind, as someone that's obviously spent many Valentine's Day as a single person, what advice would you have for the single people of today?
Yeah, I know what I would tell them. And I think I have to actually say, this is an advice I'm going to share, but Tanya from the iHeart family actually shared this with me very recently. Never stop trying. That's my advice for anybody that's single out there. So if you're sitting on your couch right now, or if you're alone, if you desire a partnership, if you don't, then that's a whole new story. But if you desire to bring somebody into your life and you just haven't found them, or it hasn't worked out yet, or you're still searching, no matter what you've done, no matter how really like hurt me you may have been, or how many great dates you've been on, never stop trying. Always continue, because those disappointments are turning into stories, and you're going to learn more and more about who you are through it.
It's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
I thought so too.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah. Please do.
So you guys all hate Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You wish it was abolished. Yes. But why is Valentine's Day being categorized as relationships? Isn't it just a holiday about love? So love can be from your father, your brother, your friends, your family. It can look so differently. So why should it be relationship, quote unquote, shamed versus being, this is epic. This is a day where you're like, hey, who should I make
relationship?
But that's why I don't like it, because intimate. I feel like it's solely based on romantic relationships and not other love that you experience, where other holidays, like we said, like whether, you know, whatever you celebrate during December, Christmas, Hanukkah, so on and so forth, and Thanksgiving, I feel like those are more like family and friend oriented holidays, where it's just celebrating the people that you love most and are lucky to be surrounded by, where I feel like Valentine's Day is only about boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, marriage, whatever. You know, it's only about that type of relationship and love.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I see it different.
Well, no, that's good.
I see it very different.
We need the different perspective.
Spoken like a true single woman.
So you are single. That's what I was about to say.
No,
not to twist the knife.
So good.
Sorry, Tor, but...
Are you kidding? I don't care. No, I'm... That was so funny. No, but I genuinely, like, I always get a Valentine card from my dad.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying, you know, people have different relationships with their parents than mine, maybe, but it's still just like your friends. Valentine's Day is about your girl showing up, being like, we're your community, we love you. So I just feel like, why are we shaming that? Like,
Well,
celebrate it. Does that's it make, your, everyone's showing they love you.
Does it make you feel better when your dad gets you a Valentine's Day card, or does it make you feel more sad because you're like,
why
my
would
dad's the only
sad?
One getting me a Valentine's Day
why
card?
Why does that make you sad?
That makes a lot of people like, sad out there.
A rock solid dude in my life shows that he cares about me.
But I feel like a lot of people out there might get sad about that because then they're like, I only get a Valentine's Day card from my dad.
That's not Valentine's Day fault. That's your own fault.
Do you get your father Valentine's Day gifts?
No. But I text him I love him.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's good enough. Sweet. I'm sure that's all he needs to hear.
Well, guys, I don't know if it intrigues you at all, but Valentine's Day, also called Saint Valentine's Day or the Feast of Saint Valentine, is celebrated annually. It is originated as a Western Christian feast day honoring one or two early Christian martyrs named Saint Valentine and is recognized as a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many regions of the world today.
So now we understand a little bit more about the origins of Valentine's Day.
The context of it, yep.
But how does that help us?
I think it now
more
gives you...
how does what it help Tori, I guess?
Well, because the foundation of this was a celebration of romance and love, it sounds like, in all forms.
Well, the only reason I'm starting to not like it is because now there's this whole thing about, well, if there's Valentine's Day, there should be Single Awareness Day. And it just makes me think maybe we're just overthinking everything at this point. That's
definitely
my perspective.
There's also people making a lot of money on this day.
Well, of course. It's a candy card holiday. You know what I mean? Yeah. I spent a lot of money on flowers. Flowers. They're going to die in 6 days if we're lucky.
So when you get out of Tahoe, Squaw Valley, we're obviously lucky enough to be up here for Valentine's Day. You guys don't have any specific plans of being like, this is our Valentine's Day date?
No, we don't. Nice. Probably on me. I probably should have done that.
You're a busy guy. It's okay.
But we have had a really great... Here's a cool part about our relationship. Over the last year, we've had an insane ride. We've done some incredible stuff. And I do feel like we've participated in things together that we'll tell stories about for years to come. So I'm sure there's going to be a day that comes along where I'm sitting across a table from this girl and I say, man, I'm a lucky guy. And that's Valentine's Day enough for me.
Can you make us all lucky guys?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you both are.
Would it be okay if we got to speak with this lucky girl
you
on the podcast
can.
Now?
Yeah, yeah. I'll
this
pass
lucky
this over.
Lady.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man who shall not be named.
All right. And for the listeners out there, we are doing the ceremonial transfer of the microphone to that gentleman's better half, if you will. Again, we're not going to say the names.
Nope.
We're not going to say them. So welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to Help I Suck at Dating.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
It's really awkward not saying your name. I feel like a jerk saying it. Like, hey, welcome. What's up? What's up, bro?
It's okay.
It's okay.
How are you on this Valentine's Day?
I'm great. Happy to be here with y'all.
So I'm really, really happy you're here because obviously Jared and I know Ben pretty well for the most part.
Well, spoiler.
But we've never really...
Oh! All right, let's just give it away. The jig is up. I said his name a while ago.
Bleep it out.
It was Ben Higgins, ladies and gentlemen, which you knew from the moment you heard his voice, but, and his wonderful girlfriend, Jess Clark.
Dang, I can't believe I blew that.
I know.
I was the one that was like...
Do you like Jess or Jessica better?
Either one. No one calls me Jessica anymore. I think because of my Instagram is just Jess.
Okay.
Ben calls me Jessica sometimes.
He's angry at you.
I love that name, Jessica.
No, just in general. I call him Benjamin. So,
what's your middle name?
We take it formal. Elise.
Because the only reason to ask when my mom used to be mad at me, she would call me Jared Matthew. That's how I knew she was mad at me. She called me her middle name. So Jess Elise.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Elise.
Jessica Elise.
Did you ever get called? Does like Ben call you that when he's mad?
No, he never uses my middle name.
Oh, okay.
It's either Jess or Jessica.
How could he possibly ever be mad at you?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's never angry at me, so I would never know, right? Yeah.
We went from not saying anyone's names to saying everyone's all their names.
All my names.
Throw your cards out at the table at this point.
Anyways, Jess, happy to have you here for our Valentine's Day episode. Obviously, we got to speak with Ben a little bit about your guys' plans. It sounds like you're just celebrating each other every single day.
Yes.
But what are your thoughts or like what's your take on Valentine's Day just in general? Before you and Ben had the chance to celebrate these past two together, what was your take on it?
I mean, I always just spend it with my girlfriends or, my dad always got me something like a stuffed animal.
So
even when I was like 22, he still got me giant teddy bears.
Oh, my dad does the same thing. Like when you said the message about the card and flowers, my dad gets flowers for my sister.
So you're big Galentine's then?
Big Galentine's gal.
Did you do Galentine's this year?
No. I was with Ben.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, it's still kind of Galentine's.
Well, that would be a weird Galentine's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did like...
What can you tell our listeners out there, because we do have a lot of women who are listeners of this pod, I think, at least, if we have any listeners at all, most of them...
Anybody out there?
Can you tell them what you think a good Galentine's Day is? Like, what do you do to celebrate your Galentine specifically?
My best one is me and my best friend went to a Mexican restaurant and got margaritas and, like, split tacos and nachos and went to a movie afterwards. But it was when I was in college, and so this Mexican restaurant was the only one in the town, and everyone else there was on a date.
Yeah.
So all of the, like, waiters and any old man that was in there felt so bad for us. So we ended up with, like, vases of flowers on our table and just got drunk on margaritas. Nice. And, yeah.
What movie did you go see? Do you remember?
It was one of the 50 Shades of Grey ones. Oh, they love to come out with those on Valentine's Day.
It sounds like sometimes the simplest ones are always the best ones, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you probably never would have thought that going to a Mexican restaurant with your best friend was going to turn into, like, a fantastic memory that you can have for the rest of your life. You
exactly. Know? Yeah.
I want to ask you about, well, how long have you and Ben been dating now?
We were just talking about this. We started dating December 2018.
Okay, so it's...
A year and a couple months.
But their origin story is not very untraditional in the sense that you guys didn't really see each other much for the beginning stages of the relationship.
So we started talking in November. Okay. And then as soon as, like, the first time we saw each other, we decided to be boyfriend girlfriend.
Nice.
Aw, that's so sweet.
But then after that, you guys still had to do, like, long distance because he's got a busy schedule and you're obviously busy too.
So last Valentine's Day, we were still, like, a secret in air quotes.
Yeah.
We hadn't told anyone that we were dating yet.
When did you guys, quote, come out?
We were looking on our Instagrams. It was what, late February of last year?
Oh, nice. So we're coming up on the 1 year coming out anniversary. Yeah.
Were you nervous?
For that?
Yeah, to announce that you were in a relationship with Ben Higgins?
Yeah, well, I underestimated it. So I didn't get nervous until, like, my phone started to get hot that night because it was, like,
blown up.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's because the thing about Ben, he was obviously the Bachelor, so he's known for relationships. And I think, I don't think everybody loves Ben so much that I think that everybody was rooting for him. And then all of a sudden one day it was like, you were that person that everybody was like, yes, Ben found his person.
It's about time.
You know? Yeah. And so was that overwhelming for you all of a sudden? I mean, not to give an example, Instagram followers, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many followers did you gain just from that?
I think I got like 60,000 in a night or something like that.
Is that overwhelming? Because your phone must have been blowing up. Everybody must have been talking to you, especially if you're keeping a secret.
It was wild. It was, that day was definitely overwhelming. And I had just gotten back from Honduras and with him. And so it was like 2 days into that, I was on a business trip. It was a really like overwhelming day in general. But luckily he kind of helps me, like, guide me along a lot. And I have a lot of people that hold me accountable and that kind of thing. So it was overwhelming, but now it's just kind of fun and funny. And
did you guys plan that? Because you did the Humanity and Hope trip right to Honduras, mm-hmm. which, for the listeners out there, if you haven't heard of Humanity and Hope, be sure to check that out. It was a fantastic organization. They bring you to Honduras. You get to see locally sourced coffee beans. You get to visit some communities and help them scale. I guess I don't really want to define it. New development of communities within Honduras. What was the planning process of going, like, posting your first picture together? Because that's 3 months of essentially being boyfriend girlfriend. Were you guys like, today we're gonna do it, or were you like, we're gonna do it in a week, we're gonna do it on this day specifically? Was it just like, you know what, we're just gonna do it? What was the process?
We had a day planned, because didn't you talk to someone about it?
It was strategic, very very strategic.
It has to be.
Yeah, we one was I wanted to be out of the country because I didn't want to take calls about it. Two, I thought, well, this is an organization we both had believed in and we cared about. And so why not get a picture taken down there to promote this organization that's helping lives, if this is going to be the picture that everybody uses? Mm-hmm. And then two, like, they're like, as soon, and you get it, I think Jessica might be understating a little bit, and maybe she'd even know at the time, but for us, you know, we were dating in private and it was great and we were having a great time and it was fun and we were dating and enjoying that side. But there is this pressure that comes to announcing a public relationship, because then all of a sudden you're tied. And so, like, I want to make sure this was the real deal. Like, this thing was happening. We were good. Because if you announce a relationship after a month and a half and then you break up in a month, like, that hurts. So for us, I think we were both like, let's just make sure that we're steady. Like, this, what we're feeling and thinking right now isn't just like a new, cool, like, lustful thing. So 3 months was actually great timing. It was, we had our own time privately and then announced it, and it's been a blast.
It's great. Yeah. It sounds like you're two Valentines into a lifetime full of Valentine's days together.
A lifetime of Valentine's.
A lot of Valentine's.
So you guys, so I know you're doing The Bachelor Live right now. So you're on a tour bus. Jess, are you going to be on the bus?
I'm going to be popping in and out.
In and out?
Yeah. I'm excited, though. It's a nice bus. Everyone says you sleep really good on those buses.
She'll be coming in, yeah, like I think every 3 weeks I could see Jessica coming onto the bus. So that's kind of the plan right now, touring the country.
I've got a question. What's up? I get it. You guys love each other. She's your best friend. He's your best friend. When do I fit into this? When do I get to meet up with the tour bus and go?
It's funny, Dean.
We have a bunk for you.
Yeah. We actually have negotiated into the contract a open bunk for friends to come stay on the bus
with me. I thought
it
was specifically for me. I was a lot more flattered for a minute. But
You're a friend.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of you. Like, in, it's friends in parentheses, all friends.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So please come stay on the bus. Dean, I would love to be with you anytime. It would be fantastic if I could spend any waking moment with you traveling on the road, because quite frankly, he's a professional at it.
Dean, do you have any times that you might pop into Bachelor Live? Do you have anything set up right now?
I don't have anything planned. I told Ben, with no response received, that I would love to go to like a small town on the tour that you guys are going to and experience that with you. Just like sit backstage, get to watch Ben and Becca do their thing and just kind of, you know.
I mean, Tahoe would be a good spot, or Reno would be a good spot. LA is a great spot. It would make me...
Is LA a small city? Small town?
No,
small
it's not.
I want it to be like Twin Falls, Idaho or something like that.
Let's do it. Let's take you take the van. I'll meet you there on the bus. We'll spend some time backstage. Dean, I'm telling you this right now. Jared, I would say the same thing to you, but Dean is the one here that I'm speaking to. If you walked out on that stage at one of these shows, the place would blow.
It would blow up.
Blow gaskets.
I don't want to do that. Okay. I just want to watch you and Becca host a beautiful show.
Okay.
The last thing I would want is to walk out on stage.
Okay.
I have one more question before we part ways with you guys, and feel free to just deflect if need be. But given the fact that it is Valentine's Day, the day of love, do we see any type of proposal potentially in the future between you two? What's on the horizon for Ben and Jess?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that Jessica and I's life is very aligned. I'm excited about the future. What's next for us? Jessica just started a company in Denver called
Sweatnet Denver.
And it is?
It is a wellness platform where you pay a small membership fee and get discounts.
So why'd you get into that?
Because Ben lives in Denver. So,
but I thought you were still in Nashville.
I am. Okay. So I own it in Nashville also, but I'm planning on making the move to Denver.
Once the question gets popped.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Nice. Oh, okay. Yeah. So the plan is, hopefully, you know, at some point, maybe things progress.
Yeah.
Maybe on the 1 year anniversary of your guys' coming out.
Let's not put expectations on anything, Dean.
Maybe.
And then you would move to Denver.
Yes.
So that's a tentative plan.
That's the plan.
For any... I want to ask, before you guys go, advice for a long-distance relationship, but I guess from an outsider, that's the biggest advice I could give, would be if you're doing a long distance, have a plan, and don't just expect, oh, things will just line up the way they do, because I feel like then they always fall apart.
Yeah.
So you guys have done a long-distance relationship. What would be your biggest piece of advice for anybody dealing with that right now?
Communicate with like where you're at and how you're feeling at all times. Like Ben always says, if there's anything bothering you at any point, you just have to tell me. Like I can't, because I would bottle things up and then I would explode about little things and it would lead back to something bigger that happened a long time ago. So immediate communication, and then like just making sure you're on the same page, because especially as a girl, you can like get ahead of yourself sometimes. I think girls are really bad about that. So making sure that like you're on the same page about everything at all times. Otherwise, someone will end up like disappointed or something at some point.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Also, for any couple out there, never leave your partner without having a plan on when to see them again.
Yeah, that's huge.
I think that's a huge one.
I think that's fantastic advice for our listeners out there. And for the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating, the special Valentine's Day edition. Big thank you to our two mystery guests. I don't know if you've guessed who they are by now, but
We've only said their names like seven times.
Big thank you to our callers in as well. Be sure to check out their websites, check out their dating apps, etc., etc.
I have it right here. It's a big thank you to Susan Trombetti, a big thank you to Jamie Bronstein, a big thank you to Karina Karsten, and those are our callers. And a big thank you to Ben and Jess, of course.
Guests.
To the two people walking out of the room right now. Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Anyways, if you have any guesses on who those two guests were, because we're not divulging who they were, Be sure to email us isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Be sure to email some questions. Next week we are going to do basically an email centric podcast where we answer listener questions via email. So be sure to check that out, and be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating with Dean, Vanessa, and Jared on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.